At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to Symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's Symbiotica.com, code START. Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hoover and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. After another busy day in the NFL, Jerry Recco is here to break it all down. What's up, Jerry?
Morning, brought to you by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results. Visit chefiq.com. A win for the Jets, an interesting one. We'll get to them in a moment. And an interesting loss for the Giants as Bob Papa counts the ways in the final seconds in Chicago.
They blew the Dallas game. They blew the Denver game. And now they've handed one away in Chicago as the final seconds tick off. And the Giants will fall to 2-8.
That had to have been a brutal flight home again.
Yeah. Same old Giants.
Yeah, I suppose.
No, and you also got to remember that they lost to the Saints.
Yeah, in a game that they actually played much better than
the
final score. They
got 14-0? 14-3 or something?
14-3, yeah.
Yeah, it was 14-3, and then all of a sudden the turnover started to happen.
Yeah, really something. Here's Brian Daboll. So, you know, they're up 20-10 in the fourth quarter. The Bears score the final couple of touchdowns. But with that, the field goal that made it 20-10, they were on the one-yard line. There was the penalty. Could have gone for the fourth down again. He opted again just to keep the points on the board. Did you think about changing your mind at all?
Yeah, well, I thought about it. Take the points, get a 10-point lead in the fourth. I thought our defense was playing good.
Yeah, so they weren't
until they were. Answer. I mean, yes. It's easy for all of us to say, you know, after the fact, you should have won for it. But then what happens if they don't make it and you take the 3 points off the board?
Well, you lose, too. You also lose in that scenario.
I think Greg Olsen, was it Olsen, right, that did
yes,
the game?
Yeah.
I think his point was you go for it because with the way the defense is playing, leave the Bears the ball on the half-yard line.
Yeah, and that's what Brian Daboll was
wherever
saying.
It would
his
be.
Defense was playing well, but. You know, I don't know. I think it's just one of those things where you're 2-7. And, you know, like, I wouldn't consider that a reckless decision if they decided to go for it and didn't make it. I wouldn't say that was reckless.
Not at with their record, that's for sure. Here he was at the end, asked about being fired.
Brian, are you worried about your job at 2-8?
Yeah, I'm just focused on, you know, these guys in the locker room.
Unfortunately for him, one of those guys is Jackson Dart, who did leave with a concussion. The idea of, you know, Daboll being fired and this staff and the future obviously went throughout the locker room. Brian Burns was asked if he still believes in the coaching staff.
We in every game. It just comes down to us finishing it, and I put that on all of us. I put that on our star players, our role players. I put it on myself. You know, there's plays I got to finish. I got to finish certain sacks. I got to get the ball out. I got to make the impact play, you know, to solidify that win. So I put it on all of us, bro. It's not just one person. And it's damn sure not just the coaches. So it's all of us.
And then he was asked about the...
You have 11 road losses now. And as they have the graphic up on CBS Sports Network, that's the longest such streak in Giant history.
Yep. And should have three wins this year alone on the road. Here was Burns asked about the players' spirits after another tough loss.
Can a team ever be broken to the point where broken hearts, broken scheme, you just got to keep picking yourselves up and that
this can't be broken if I'm on it. If I can help it, this shit ain't gonna be broke. You know, we're going to stick together. You know, we're going to come back and fight.
All right, well, they'll come back and play the Packers on Sunday in a stadium that you've got to think is going to have a lot of Packer fans with the Giants now 2-8. Caleb Williams, by the way, 220 yards passing. The touchdown on the go-ahead 17-yard touchdown run came with 147 to go. As for the Jets, a 27-21 over the Browns. Despite the fact offensively they didn't do much, they got the kick return for a touchdown, the punt return for a touchdown. Here is Aaron Glenn. That's two in a row. We're getting there slowly.
We know we have a long way to go, and we have a lot of work to do. You know, on both sides of the ball. But I tell you what, our special teams really gave us a spark today. And that's what we need. And that's what I talk about playing complimentary football, when all three phases can go out there and play.
Complimentary football. We all love that.
We do. Will McDonald had, count him, four sacks of Dylan Gabriel in this game. He says weird week with Quinnen and Sauce being dealt.
It was kind of heartbreaking to see them leave, but I think we're just going to continue to carry on with things that we have now. Just keep trusting the process. You know, we're going to get right.
Breece Hall had a 42-yard catch and run for a score. He was asked if it's been a roller coaster up and down type of week for him.
I wouldn't say it's a roller coaster week. You know, I've known the position I've been in since like May. So it's kind of like, you know, for me, it's kind of like, F it.
Just come in and do my job is what he was basically saying.
It's a good attitude to have at this point, man.
Pretty much. Here was Justin Fields. His numbers were not exactly Marino-like, but they won, and that is really all that matters, and it feels pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, when guys were coming back in the locker room, they were just, you know, expressing how good they felt and stuff like that. So, you know, plan is just keep this thing going, keep this train rolling, and get ready for Thursday
just
night.
To keep his numbers in perspective, that the touchdown pass to Breece Hall was 42 yards in Fields for the day. In 2025 was 6-for-11 for 54 yards. And they won the game. So good for them.
You know, we were talking so much about Sauce Gardner going over there to the Indianapolis Colts and how he was going to with Drake London.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that was always going to be on Drake London. It's going to be on Drake London. Drake London, six catches, 104 yards at a TD.
And the embarrassing was the 2-point play where Drake London actually screwed Sauce into the ground.
Which went everywhere on social media.
Yes, unfortunately. But also highlights the fact that maybe Darren Mooji did the right thing, but there's a lot of games left to be played, and we're going to see a lot of Sauce Gardner because those guys are going to get a lot of national airtime.
And I had Sauce at plus 700 for that option.
He had it. He had it.
Catch the ball.
No.
He's
not going to do it for you.
God, right in his chest. Anyway, the Jets will play the Patriots Thursday night. New England played Tampa yesterday. Now, the Bucs had the ball. It was a fourth and I think four at the New England, whatever it was, 21-yard line. The Patriots stopped them, and they were up 21-16. And then when they got the ball, they really put this game away.
The snap, pitch to Henderson, running left, looking to cut it back inside. Slips free, gets to the sideline.
Gone.
Travion Henderson, no one's going to catch him. He's gone. Touchdown, 69 yards.
And that was Chris Carino on Compass Media Networks. He had Henderson did 147 yards rushing for the day.
That kid is.
And two touchdowns. Yes, that really put the game away. Yes. The final score was 28-23. Here was Drake May, another win. The Patriots now 8-2 on the season. And he just loves the way Mike Vrabel runs this team.
That's who he is. He's aggressive. He's not going to change. He's
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
it's fun to listen on the headset and just hear kind of what his thought process is. And he's, like I said, the best in the business, and I'm just thankful I get to play for him.
And that game,
did you see that Trayvon Henderson on that last touchdown run?
Yeah, he looks over
to the sideline. Should I score or should I sit down?
Yeah,
he points.
right.
And they're like, tell him to go, so he scores. But you know that, like, but that
to have that much time with no one around you to do that, to like turn around and be like, what should I do? Should I go in or should I sit?
But you know, the amazing thing to me is that that is a rookie that is aware of the situation.
Yeah. Well,
and I'm sure that Drake May has told him, or even the sideline probably told him when they came on the field, look, whatever you do, stay in bounds. Stay in bounds. Do not go out of bounds. So, yeah, good for that kid. And he had a hell of a game. And that, and he's their backup running back.
Yeah, not for long.
Well, because the starter is hurt.
Yeah, no, I know, but what I'm saying is this guy keeps running the football like that, he's going to be the starter.
Meantime, in Miami, the Dolphins took it to the Bills.
Plus, they beat him early. Handoff to A-Chain.
Oh,
he's gone. 40. Nobody's going to catch him. Maxwell Harrison chases up to get him. Touchdown, Miami.
Wow. Broke a couple of tackles and off to the races, and nobody is going to catch A-Chan.
Did you hear, it's like the announcer was surprised. Did you hear the beginning of that? Listen to how he's mid-conversation, and then he breaks it. And listen to the words or word jumble.
Plus, they beat him early. And off to A-Chan.
He's gone.
Very funny. 30-13, excuse me, was the final. Here's Tua.
We beat a great team today, and I'm proud of the guys in the locker room. Defense did what they needed to do. Offense did what we needed to do to some extent. And then special teams, they did what they needed to do to help us collectively, win this football game. So I'm proud of the team.
Not only won the game, they beat them soundly. It wasn't even that close. You also had yesterday in the late window, so you had the Rams who, Matthew Stafford's ridiculous. 25 yes, touchdowns, two picks. The Rams beat the Niners yesterday, 42-26. Also in the late window, you had the Seahawks winning over the Cardinals, 44-22. And the Lions went into Washington and beat the Commanders.
Rock's going to work out of the gun. It's got Montgomery to his right. Jared takes the snap back, looking, throwing middle. Got Amon-Ra inside the two, to the one, to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Amon-Ra, St. Brown. Stretching out for just enough yardage, 9 in all, and the Lions extend their lead.
And guess who was calling plays for the Detroit Lions yesterday?
Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell. So I guess they do miss Ben Johnson to a certain extent, or he wouldn't be calling plays.
Yes, very good point.
Remember how everybody was talking before the season how they're losing both Aaron Glenn and Ben Johnson was going to be a big deal. Then they had a couple games where they put up big points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all of a sudden, they get beat last week by Minnesota. Now, Washington was completely compromised injury-wise.
Yeah, they're a mess. I mean, if they win another game the rest of the year, be a shock.
But, you know, you're talking about Matthew Stafford. He's got 22 straight games with a pass TD without an interception, and that's the second longest streak all time. 2010, Tom Brady did it for 26 games. And he's also got 20 pass TDs and zero interceptions in the last six games. So I would think right now there's got to be your leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the MVP voting.
Remember there was like a...
Look at those numbers. That's insane. And they added Devontae Adams. He got hurt. He hurt his oblique yesterday.
Was it? Oh, no, he pulled his back.
I heard oblique this morning. I was reading oblique.
That's now, it worked out well for the Giants being able to draft Jackson Dart, and hopefully he's okay. But remember, there was discussion about Matthew Stafford coming to the Giants in the offseason.
That brother-in-law and
all
here.
That stuff. But, I mean, it's just another one of those things where it's like, everybody's like, oh, he's too old. I don't want him. He's injury-prone. He's too old. What are you doing? This guy's going to be the MVP of the league.
He's right where he needs to be with Sean McVay. And he's got Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Sunday morning in Berlin, the Colts beat the Falcons in overtime, 31-25. I'll just give you the game winner here for Jonathan Taylor, who had a monster game.
Ball between the hash marks. High formation. Counter give to Taylor. Cuts at the five.
He's going
to
score.
He's in. Touchdown.
Walk off.
The Colts in Berlin with the walk-off touchdown by Jonathan Taylor with his third rushing touchdown today.
He had 244 yards rushing on the day, and they win 31-25. Did you see that where they flipped the coin and the official didn't know who the home team was?
That was going into overtime.
Yeah.
He screwed it up.
Yes.
And then they had to come back, and while they were in commercial, they had to do a reflip.
Yeah.
And we didn't see that.
Right.
And then they had to explain it during the game.
Which was kind of funny. Here was Shane Steichen. Taylor just crazy good.
Setting a franchise record for rushing touchdowns is pretty impressive. Obviously, in year six, doing that in year six, it's phenomenal the way he's been running. I think we had 323 yards on the ground. So credit to the guys up front. Credit to him the way he ran. He ran hard all day.
And this was a game where Daniel Jones was pressured all day, and he looked terrible. But, boy, Jonathan Taylor was outstanding, so they wound up winning. Sunday Night Football. Chargers beat the Steelers 25-10. Here was Mike Tomlin, knows his offense not good enough.
We as an offensive collective were off today, and certainly he's a component of that. I'll let him speak for himself, but we certainly got to be better. Didn't feel like they did anything unanticipated, but certainly they outperformed us, particularly in possession down play.
And he was Aaron Rodgers, is who he's referencing.
Unanticipated. They didn't do anything unanticipated.
That's one of those games inside, indoors, on turf. You would have thought he would have had a big game, but he did not. And so the Chargers go to 7-3. Steelers 5-4. Also, the Ravens beat your Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And you look up, and Baltimore's right there behind them now.
Yeah, I think most of us felt like they were going to make a run here. And when you look at their schedule, how about this? This was Lamar Jackson's 100th game played for the Baltimore Ravens. His record, 73-27. Fourth best all-time record for a player that's played at least 100 games.
Boomer size.
Yes.
Got to go win a Super Bowl now to complete the career.
Yeah, they're going to be a team. They're going to be right there, man.
Tonight, the Eagles take on the Packers. Monday Night Football. Nick Sirianni excited about playing at historic Lambeau Field?
I don't get wrapped up into that. We play at a lot of great, great places. This place, no exception. Obviously, this place has the history that it has and have a lot of respect for that. But our job is to focus.
And go focus.
That place has such great history that when we played the Packers a couple of times, we played in Milwaukee.
That's a very good point. What'd they do? They split the season back then, like 4-4?
I don't know how many games it was. What was it?
It was 6 in Green Bay, 2 in Milwaukee.
2 in Milwaukee, 6-2. Yeah. And I always felt like early on in my career, it was like we played there twice. Milwaukee County Stadium, baseball field, the whole thing was terrible. I'm like, man, they got freaking Lambeau Field. What are we doing down here?
That is weird. That is very odd. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue passed away. He was 84 years old. Lenny Wilkins passed away. He was 88. Former Knicks head coach, Hall of Famer as a player and as a coach. As for the Knicks and the Nets, all New York at the Garden.
Runs a beautiful move and scoops it up and scoops it powerfully through to make a 98-67 all Knicks.
Yeah, this was no game.
Not one Knicks player played over 30 minutes.
Well, they didn't have to. They were up by 50.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy. They killed them.
The Brooklyn Nets suck.
They're not. Yeah, well, they're 1-9, Evan. The Knicks are now 6-3. 134-98 was the final. That was a Brunson who Bob Uesler with the call on the fan. So Karl Anthony Towns at 28-12. Brunson 19 points and 7 assists. And OG Anunoby had 19. Guardians pitchers, Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz, not Guardians pitchers much longer. They were charged with fraud, conspiracy, and bribery stemming from that alleged scheme to rig individual pitches.
Yes.
I know they got text messages and stuff that really incriminate them. And
not just that, it's just the people betting on those pitches.
Well, that too.
I mean, it's so obvious.
Yes. When the money is up and then you see. Al told a very interesting story, which I didn't see. If you would like to share the Volpe one from that this morning.
Yeah, I thought I saw there was one where Volpe was up a bat and he swung at a ball in the dirt that the guy tried to purposely throw a ball and it screwed the...
He screwed up the prop bet.
Correct, yeah.
That was kind of hilarious.
I saw a couple different examples online today, but the Volpe was definitely one swinging at a low ball.
Tough. It's a fear. NHL tonight, the Islanders take on the Devils. The Rangers will try to score a goal at home. They play the Predators tonight. You got Rutgers facing Maine on the fan at 6:30. Seton Hall plays Fairfield, and UConn takes on Columbia.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. See you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Built Ford Tough Studio.